podcast.
Okay. So anyway, so we're going to be reviewing the TV show WandaVision.
Okay.
Episode 1 and 2. At the beginning, it was very, very, very confusing.
It is a pretty confusing idea.
Yeah, because, like...
Well, like, tell... What do we think it's about?
First, if you have not watched the TV show yet, there's gonna be,
spoilers.
Giving you, a huge spoiler of episode 1, 2.
This is basically... Everything's a spoiler, right?
Yeah.
The whole podcast is a spoiler.
Yeah. But, so anyway, it's, I feel like... So, it's, 50s, right? And they're, moving up every decade.
Well, it's not just the 50s. It's, a 50s TV show. Like, a 50s funny TV show.
Yeah.
So, the very first one was almost like, I don't know what the right... I'm not as well-versed in 50s TV shows as I probably should be. But it was definitely the classic, 50s mom with the apron.
Yeah.
And the dad has the hat and he goes to work and no one really knows what he does.
Yeah, and there's, a lot of, laughing.
Yeah, there's laugh tracks. And it was black and white, too.
Yeah, it was black and white. Which, I understand why you couldn't have made that in color. I mean, sure, make it look like a 50s TV show, but, is it supposed to look like they're in a TV show?
I think it is. I think it's supposed to look like a 50s TV show.
They're doing a good job.
Yeah.
But it's not really one. But the part that I was most confused with in episode 1 was the ending.
Why? What happened at the end?
Because, there's that computer with that weird symbol that looked like a sword.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that the bad guys from... Captain America?
No, Hydra's Hydra's the ones with Hydra is the one with a skull and an octopus thing.
There was a commercial with something that was made by Hydra.
Yeah, there's a watch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and there's also there's also Stark commercial, right?
Oh, Tony Stark?
Yeah, and then not Tony Stark, his dad.
Stark Industries.
The toasters, yeah.
Oh.
There's a toaster one. And
so it's clearly, there's, the commercials are really well done and kind of funny. And they're Easter eggs, right?
Yeah. But I feel like this is, a lot more darker than, it shows.
Well, let's talk about that. Because there was
really
you seemed a little bit scared.
I was,
in
yes.
both episodes.
Well, yeah, mostly in episode 2.
So what was it that made you scared?
It was just kind of freaky that, there's someone watching them. Then that toy helicopter thing, that scared the heck out of me.
Why?
Because they're... Well, because, that it had that weird symbol on it. Then that just kind of freaky thing.
It was Iron Man colors, too, wasn't it?
But it wasn't the Iron Man symbol. It would have had, because that was just, a fire helicopter. But it had that weird sword symbol on it.
What do you think? I mean, that was one of the few things in the entire episode that was in color.
Yeah, and same with the blood.
There was blood that was in color. There was the Iron Man toy that was in color. There's one other thing before the very end. Oh, no. There's something else.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. Vision's head was in color at the very end.
Yeah,
but then everything went in color.
Yeah.
It was like...
Vision's head was in color.
It was?
Do you remember? It was the first thing in color.
It was.
Before everything turned to color. When she kissed him, his head turned red.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
there were a couple, super freaky moments.
Yeah, like that beekeeper dude.
The beekeeper coming out of the sewer was
great. I feel like there would be a clown coming
out. But then, did they reverse time? She said no, and they backed up, and they started kissing, and then there was no noise or beekeeper,
I feel like this has to, do with the multiverse. So I feel like this is a lot more bigger.
That's 50. An interesting theory.
Because, people, might be controlling them. There might be, one person who's controlling them all. That might lead up to, an end game.
So it's
game.
A multiverse. And that would explain
a
her
lot.
Ability to go back and change what happens in the time, right?
Yeah, but so the thing, so I feel like, so there's this thing in the Marvel con, called, so this is actually in a trailer for, so they're making a Loki TV show, actually, and there's, there's, a time authority thing.
Yeah.
And then it's making sure the timelines aren't, dangerous.
Wait a minute. Loki is not a good person to put in charge of that.
No, he's going to, the jail where they put them.
Oh, okay.
It's in the trailer.
Can we talk about another moment that was sort of weird or scary?
Yeah.
So at the end of the first episode, when they're having the dinner party with the boss.
Oh, yeah, he chokes?
He chokes.
Yeah, I feel like that was really intentional.
And the wife...
And then, like, it goes, like, boring.
His wife...
starts yelling, stop it, no, stop it.
Yeah, like, stop it, kind of laughing. Like, why was he yelling at? But why was she not freaking out? She was just kind of, like...
I thought he was doing that intentionally because he was bored.
No. I feel like, well, I guess that's possible, but my thought was there was just a weird... It was almost like they were robots, too, or something, right?
Yeah, and that part that they were like, Wanda, can you... Wait, Wanda, who drew in the seal? I feel like that was the beekeeper.
What did he say? Wanda what?
Wanda, who's doing this to you?
Who's doing this to you? Yeah. Is that what freaked you out?
Yeah, that freaked me out a little bit.
Who do you think that person's a good guy or a bad guy that's asking her that?
I feel like he's kind of like a good guy, but you know, like, good guys who, like, let's go to another room.
Why?
You hear that noise? My brothers are currently fighting. So anyway.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know how there's sometimes good guys who, like, try to make it right, but on the way, they're, like, you know, like, what are they?
Good guys that try to make what?
So, good guys that try to, like, make things right. Like, yeah. Like, you know, like, let's see, you know in those movies, like, where, like, let's say, like, in alien movies, right? And the aliens are, like, nice. But then people try to, like, kill all the aliens. Like, they think they're doing the right thing, but they're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I feel like the guy's, like, doing.
Which guy?
The guy who's, like, Wanda, can you do this?
Oh, so you think he's just a misguided person who's trying to do good, but he's doing bad.
Well, I don't really feel like he's misguided. I feel like but, like, how can he, like, go out through, like... This definitely has to do with the multiverse.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Hey, guys, stop fighting, please. Quiet. We're doing a podcast.
Sorry. But, yeah, it's definitely has to do with the multiverse.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Spider-Man, but that wasn't the multiverse. That was just illusions in one of the Spider-Man movies.
Wait, I have a question about the multiverse.
Yeah.
So, is the multiverse, does that just mean the world that all of the various Marvel characters live in, or does that mean
no? It's like dimensional,
different timelines. So, like in that Spider-Man,
yeah, but that wasn't a timeline. He pretended like it was a multiverse, but
no. I'm talking about the Spider-Man that was animated.
Oh yeah, but that's not like real Marvel, but there is.
Yeah, but the concept of like the different timelines and the different people jumping from one to the other, like that's probably the purest illustration of that concept, right?
Yeah, and they're doing a good job of it without making it, like, cheesy. And, but there is a multiverse in Marvel. Because, they're making a Doctor Strange movie called Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
So okay.
There's a multiverse.
I'm not sure I'm a big fan of Doctor Strange.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually really watched it. We've watched all the Marvel movies besides Doctor Strange.
We haven't watched it? Maybe that's why I'm not a fan, because he just seems strange.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like his hand motions. Those are kind of funny.
But he just, like, opens circles, and he doesn't really do a whole
lot. Yeah, circles don't really do anything. He can do a lot more. He's like Scarlet Witch. Scarlet Witch uses...
Does he fight? Because he doesn't look very strong.
Yeah, but here's, like, my problem.
I think, like, I could take him. Do you think I could take him?
Yeah.
If he didn't use his circles, and I fought against that guy, who would win, me or him?
Probably actually you.
Thank you.
But the reason why I didn't like Scarlet Witch before this TV show is because, like, she wasn't really, like in Infinity War, she was really useless.
Was she the same? Yeah, she was the one who was just crying all the time. Was that the same actress in this show that was the one in the...
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, they're just stressed.
Was her hair different?
Yeah, her hair was very different.
Was it darker, maybe?
No, her hair was, like curlier.
It was curlier. Because she looked very familiar, but I didn't... It something was different.
Yeah, but, like, she, but...
Who was the one that was...
Oh, her brother?
Who was first a bad... She was a bad guy.
Yeah, she was a bad guy, used for Ultron, but then...
Scarlet Witch was a bad guy?
Yeah, she used to.
Okay, maybe it is the same person. I thought that person had dark, like, black hair.
Oh, yeah, she used to, but her hair, like, changed out through Marvel. Like Black Widow's hair, her hair, like, was really different in,
I feel like the actress looks like Black Widow. I know it's a different actress. It's not Scarlett Johansson, but this actress looks like Scarlett Johansson a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of like the theme song, like the WandaVision theme songs, like stuck in my head. Yeah. Wait, can I play it?
Yes.
I have it. And it's somewhere. Where is it? There it is. Here's the theme song.
Yeah, Bewitched. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And they're flying, so you know what you should do?
What?
Watch.
Bewitched.
Yeah, watch the Bewitched. Now stop that. Okay, now find the Bewitched one on Google. Bewitched intro.
Okay.
And see what you think, because you've never seen the actual Bewitched.
Yeah.
What is that?
So it's like an old TV show that's supposed to portray the 50s time.
Here it is.
Yeah, so watch. How
what?
How similar is that? Huh?
What?
They're just flying.
Yeah, it's the exact same.
Now the music's a little different. But that's, you can see like the style of the animation is pretty much the same. And you know, see how they're jumping from one scene and somebody's disappearing and all of that. I mean, you can tell right there that it's totally a parody of the Bewitched show.
It really is. Is there like any other like Bewitched like stuff? Is there any other Easter eggs from other older TV shows?
Yeah, well, so the first, what was the other beginning before the Bewitched one? What was
the other beginning was like Just Married and.
Well, yeah, but the on the Wanda the very beginning of WandaVision, like
sorry,
the,
oh
Bewitched
my God.
was the second episode.
Yeah.
And the first episode was closer to
I'll find it. WandaVision
episode was it episode 1 intro?
Yeah, episode 1 intro. Okay, so here's oh look, this is a real comparison.
Yeah. That's so look, cool. Someone did the Bewitched and
okay, so here's it.
So the first intro is.
Oh wait, no, I have no, to.
That's the
intro.
Music.
Yeah, it doesn't show the real intro. I can't find.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Google WandaVision episode 1, like not parody, but like.
WandaVision episode 1 song.
Well, I don't know if there's even like a song or an intro. I think it just is sort of a parody of a 50s.
Yeah.
Type of show.
I mean, yeah, I definitely get that. I mean, because, like, this isn't really, this is definitely not 2000. Oh, found it. I finally found it.
We found it?
No, different music. That's different music.
That's not it.
That's the same thing, just with different music.
Yeah.
Why can't I find?
Well,
Oh, I get how it's 50s, actually.
Yeah.
It makes sense that it's 50s.
It's bothering me that I can't remember the name of the original episode.
The normal WandaVision?
Yeah, the one it's making fun of in the 50s, not the 60s.
Yeah, I guess. Wait. So it looks like it looks. So here's what it looks like. It looks. This isn't the music. Someone just did it with different music. What TV show is that from?
Gosh, what is that?
Just making fun 50s
in
general?
It's not like I Love Lucy, but it's that kind of era.
So it's basically just 50s in general.
Yeah. Hold on, I can think of it.
Wait, I found it.
What is it?
I think I found it.
Gosh. Here, I'll tell you what. Give me the iPad, and I will find it. I will look up WandaVision. Let's see here.
WandaVision intro?
No, let me just Google it. How do I?
Yeah. Sorry.
I can do it. I got it.
But,
so, you say, you keep talking, and I'll find it.
So, yeah, like, this really has, so this is really opening lots of opportunities for, like, new bad guys to come in. And, like, I feel like this opens a lot of, like, new, like, I feel like this is more Guardians of the Galaxy-ish.
More Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I feel like this is.
WandaVision Episode 1 takes inspiration from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Is that a good show?
That was not the one I thought it was, but that makes sense.
How?
Do you want to watch, like, a little bit of a Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yeah. Is it funny?
It is funny.
Is it funny, like, well, WandaVision, like, is it supposed to be stuff that you wouldn't think is funny now?
that you would or would not think
is funny? That you would not think is funny now?
I mean, I think...
Because I didn't really think any of the laugh track jokes were funny.
Oh, yeah. I think it's... Well...
Is it meant to be like that?
It is. It's meant to be a little corny, like, oh, this is sort of what they laughed at back then. Not in a way that's, like, mean.
Mean, yeah.
But just, you know, it's just kind of... It points out that it's different.
Yeah.
Like, all right, so let me do Dick Van Dyke.
But this doesn't feel like Marvel at all.
Well, I think that's right. What did you think of, because like, it had a very campy, like, sitcom plot in the...
Like kind of trying to keep a secret.
Like having the boss over for dinner. Like, that is a sitcom, like, yeah, a campy
sitcom. That's definitely sitcom.
And the second one is talent show for the town where everything gets messed up.
I feel like this would be, like, in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, well...
Because these are, like, really, I mean... Parks and Rec is hilarious, but these are like really, really sitcom ideas.
Right, they are like storylines from sitcoms. Oh yeah.
Yeah, there are definitely lots of storylines.
Do Dick Van Dyke Show. But they clearly have a not net worth.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Although I do want to see how much Dick Van Dyke makes. That's an interesting.
I didn't mean to press net worth. Yeah. That's annoying. It's not working on his iPad. Is it good? Is Dick Van Dyke
show like... So Dick Van Dyke was in a... You know who Dick Van Dyke was? He was the guy who played the chimney sweep in Mary Poppins? Yeah. And then he was also... I think he was a bad guy in Night at the Museum, wasn't he? Wasn't he one of the old bad guys?
Oh, yeah. Was he like the old guy who got scared and that guy said...
He had white hair. I think he had a mustache, maybe.
Yeah, when that guy said Dakota... That guy got scared to death. Wait, how does Dakota even have to... Actually, never mind. That's not Marvel. Is there, like, any other stuff like that?
Well, I don't know. The next episode will probably be set in the 70s, right?
Do you think it's gonna... Do you think it's gonna
Dude,
get
Dick
to...
Van Dyke Show.
Do you think it's gonna, like, eventually get to the 2000s?
Yes, I do.
Do you think they're gonna... Do you think... Because that felt...
Can you do, like, intro video?
Yeah. I feel like they have to speed up because there's only gonna be like 9 episodes this
season. Here we go. We're watching the intro to the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Sorry, it stopped recording when we were watching the intro to the show.
Where did we leave off? I don't even know.
Oh yeah, we left off when we were saying
we're trying to find the
Dick Van Dyke Show. Sorry that cut off.
Well, can we look for the Dick Van Dyke Show on this? Will it shut off if we look over on this thing?
Actually, you have your phone, right?
I do have my phone.
Yeah, we could do it on your phone.
That's a good idea.
I feel Marvel actually, it's kind of interesting what Marvel's doing now. They're kind of like forgetting about they're not doing movies anymore. Cause like, I mean, they're doing like one movie, but like this whole Phase 4 is just TV shows actually.
Just TV shows.
Yeah. Oh, it's just TV shows. The Loki TV show? Yeah, it's all TV shows.
Do you mean it's...
No, it's all TV shows. Like, it's all. That's Phase 4.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, and WandaVision is... Actually, WandaVision was supposed to be, like, one of the last things in Phase 4. I don't know why they moved that up.
Maybe because of COVID? Maybe they were there was easier way to...
Yeah, and maybe they finished it before the other shows... And plus, it's probably easier to make money doing TV shows because of Disney Plus.
Influence. Sitcom influence. The first one was definitely the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yeah.
Here. This is the intro.
Okay.
See what you think.
Oh yeah. It's on the Dick Van Dyke
Show. Didn't. Dick Van Dyke. Same hair.
You're right. Oh, and, God, that's so similar.
And he's sort of...
Clumsy.
Yeah, clumsy and dressed the same.
So this is the end of the podcast. I hope you liked it. We're gonna come out with a podcast every Friday.
Every Friday. Today's Saturday though.
Oh, every Friday is Saturday.
Because Friday is when the show drops, right?
Yeah, Friday is when the show drops. And we could actually not only do this for WandaVision.
We could watch other Marvel shows?
Yeah, there is going to be other Marvel shows coming out. Like, there's the Falcon and the Winter Soldier coming out on March.
The Winter Soldier.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Why is it March? It feels like that's the end of winter. Why not call it the Spring Soldier?
Hmm?
Well, dad joke.
Yes. But wait, you know, you've watched the Winter Soldier movie.
I have.
Yeah.
I'm not wild about the Winter Soldier.
I don't like him that much.
He's sort of a grumpy dude, right?
Yeah. I feel like it'll be kind of like, you know how the Mandalorian's kind of grumpy?
Yeah.
I feel like he'll be sort of like the Mandalorian.
Do you know what they're going to need for the Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Someone needs to be
Baby Yoda.
Funny. Yeah, they need a comic relief person in there.
Oh, I bet you the Falcon's funny.
You think the Falcon's funny?
Yeah. I mean, because
He was sort of. He was funnier than the Winter Soldier, but he wasn't sort of that goofy character, yeah. You know?
The whole show, WandaVision, is a bit like a release. Because you're like scared that something might happen, but it's not really happening.
Well, so in comedy, there's sort of a guy that's super fun. They call it the straight guy or straight man, and this can be women too. This is the way they used to say it. But there's the straight man, and then there's the funny guy.
Yeah.
And they play off of each other. And that's sort of a very classic formula for comedy.
That actually makes sense. I actually watched the trailer for that too.
Yeah.
The Loki, that trailer and WandaVision.
At
the end of the trailer, there's the Falcon guy was joking around with him, and then the Winter Soldier said, "This is why I hate you."
Right. So who would have been the straight man in that?
Definitely the Winter Soldier.
Right.
Bucky.
All right. Well, let's talk about other famous comedy groups, right?
Yeah.
Think about Bert and Ernie. Who's the straight man and who's the funny one?
Oh, definitely Ernie.
Ernie's what?
Ernie's the straight man.
No, Ernie's the funny one. Oh, okay. And then, you know, like if you think about any duo, there's one person who's funny.
It's like the Book of Mormon, kind of?
Book of Mormon. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's sort of. I mean,
they're both goofy.
No, but you're right. There is one that's just way crazy out there.
Trying not to be goofy. But...
Yeah, and there's one that's not as goofy.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, there you go. There's your comedy formula right there.
So this is the end of the podcast that we do not know the name of yet. So, bye.